met up a son recently on a train that was going south. I very shyly tried to speak to her, but the words, they stuck in my mouth. "Come here," she said to me, in a voice I could hardly see. "Pray tell me, what is it with you? Why are you looking there at me?" I spoke to her without thinking. I said, "I love you, I do believe." She slapped my face with both her hands and asked me if I would leave. I screamed, "Oh no, I didn't mean that." But then again, yes, I think I did. She said, "Okay, Tom, come over here." And she opened up the lid of the suitcase that she was carrying. Underneath the arm, from which she took two little bottles, I knew I'd come to harm. She made me drink the liquid, and my head began to reel. I soon found myself up on the floor. I could not see or could not feel. When I came to, the train I was in, it had made its final stop. And as I opened up my eyes, there before me was a cop. He said that I was drunk and without money, ride and ticket too. Then they ran me down the county jail. Oh, what else could they do? I tried to explain about the lady who was with me on the train, but they all stood round and looked at me like I was just insane. I begged for mercy and forgiveness, and for a cigarette too, but they gave me 6 months hard labor. Oh, what else could they do? While in jail, I met an old cowboy who said he liked me fine. He made me steal a horse for him, and I got extra time. Well, the moral of this story, I expect you all can see.